Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 12th, 2025. 12:25, 13 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Matt, what's on the big show tonight? The 10 o'clock, whatever you call it, hullabaloo. Maybe your mic's on. Wait a second. Okay, there you go.
All right, well, there we go. That time of the week, that's the name of the show there.
I call it the Friday night hullabaloo.
We'll probably end up talking about some football. There's a, I don't know if we'll get to it, but there's a couple national stories I wanted to talk about.
You know, we got, by the way, the episode that dropped today on YouTube, Mike Larson is with us, Mary Ellen, Mike Larson. Mike Larson, stand-up comedian, was on Jay Leno and all that. We got into a very interesting conversation about the gubernatorial race in Ohio for next year, 11 months away now, and we basically know what it's going to be. Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think that was a fascinating conversation. So listen to that on the holiday edition. And by the way, Mary Ellen puts on the holiday gear. So it's well worth your time to listen and watch that on YouTube. Search Scott Spears Exchange, the latest edition, 12-12-25. This date was supposed to have some kind of significance, and I didn't understand it. It wasn't like 12-12-12. 12-12-25, who cares?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something special about 12-12. What's 12-12?
Nothing. I mean, we had an 11-11. We had a 10-10. We had a 9-9.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I think it'll be pretty cool.
We have a 12-12 every year.
I think it'll be pretty cool when it gets to 3,000.
You'll be dead.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you know.
Well, maybe not AI.
I don't know. You see, I think if it... I think that if I could transfer my brain over to a robot, I don't know if I would. I feel like I'd just end up as they'd just have me as like a worker droid, basically. I would just, you know, be forever employed and working. And I don't know if I want to do that for infinity.
By the way, the fruitcake toss was last night. The big winner, repeat winner, Brian Murphy. Superintendent of the Marion City Schools, won with a record-breaking toss of 78 feet. Second place was 2023 Fruitcake Toss Champion, Sheriff Matt Bales, 70 feet. Third place, 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion, Ed Pickett, with, I believe it was 68 feet. So the champions came out last night. It was a lot of fun. The Grinch was there. Santa was there. Mayor Kellogg was there. A whole lot of people. Salvation Army, Industrial Channel here in Marion, and we thank all of them for everything they did. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yes.
Today's the day that the Supreme Court in Florida decided that George Bush won Florida.
Oh, there you go. That was a good day for Mary Ellen. Yeah. That would have been the day she found out that she was leaving.
12-12-2000.
12-12-2000. So 25 years ago today.
Yep.
But that was a bad day.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yep, but that was a bad,
well,
bad day.
Well, I mean, look at what happened ever since. I mean, you know, it's been downhill. It's been downhill.
And Al Gore conceded.
I had faith in, you know, well, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about Al Gore, but I like Al Gore. Big on climate change. He was against the Patriot Act, you know.
There was no Patriot Act when he ran.
I understand. But, like, but you know, he was against it. So that's big. I'm a big fan
Most
of
Democrats
that.
Were.
Well, that's good. I'm a big fan
but
of
although nobody's
all,
ever
every,
repealed
every single one of them
But nobody's
point.
Ever repealed it.
Because, you know, you can't just give the federal government all sorts of power to collect information on private people and then expect them to give the ability back at some
I'm
point.
Not sure what power they have. I don't even know
They've
anymore.
Got the power to do... You know, Edward Snowden, the whole thing he got like, exiled for, pretty much, was... I mean, he released files that proved that the CIA was collecting massive amounts of data on private citizens. And we, as America, just said, yeah, that's fine. And then Edward Snowden bailed, because otherwise he would have been... you know, in federal prison.
Yeah, but he also became very vengeful. I mean, he's the one who kept, he tried to get into Hillary's emails, then he got into John Podesta's, and he was leaking their information. And, you know, that was very political. And so I don't know if, I can't see Edward Snowden as a stand-up guy. You know, now Ellsberg, back in the days of Watergate, who published the Pentagon papers.
I don't know.
Was I done talking?
I guess not. Go ahead.
Yeah. Daniel Ellsberg, back in the days of the Pentagon papers, gave that to the New York Times, and they published the Pentagon papers in the New York Times. And Ellsberg did stand trial for that. So, you know, Snowden kind of ran away like a coward and then did his little bit about, you know, let's make sure Hillary Clinton's not elected.
I don't know. I mean, I think if I were in Snowden's shoes, I don't know that I would have been vengeful like that. But, I mean, I certainly could see being upset. I mean, this man went to college and to work for the CIA. He made good money, and then he did, in my opinion, America a favor, or at least the people, and showed that they were, you know, again, collecting all this data on private citizens. And then again, the public just kind of did not back him whatsoever. So he did.
Because he was not a people did back Ellsberg. Because they felt what he did was good. What Snowden did was kind of creepy. He worked for the government.
Yeah.
Stole their information.
You mean like the government does to everybody else? Okay, go on.
No, two rights don't make a wrong.
You got to prove it somehow.
Then you put it out there, and, you know, what good did it do?
He lost his paycheck, and he had to flee out of the country.
Well, but he knew it. And he also was very friendly with Russia for whatever reason.
Well, yeah.
So it was always very...
I think he was only friendly with Russia after the fact, because then he was like, well, it's either this or face, you know, federal penitentiary in the United States. So he did Russia.
It was illegal what he did.
At this point, you know, he's been there for so long that Russia, that Putin gave him citizenship. He's officially a Russian citizen.
Right, but you don't find it scammy that he reappeared in the 2016 election trying to publish emails very anti-Hillary Clinton?
Well, sure. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think he should have done that, like I said. I mean, I could, you know.
He was always a questionable character. I don't think he was trying to save the people. I don't think he was saying, ah, here you go, this is for good, you, the people. He never seemed like that was his agenda.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't.
I mean, I think that, you know, I think I'd rather know that the government's collecting massive amounts of data on me.
You can know, but I have to look at the reasoning, the agenda of the person who's doing it. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it because you really want people to know this, and that's really it, and it's just freedom of information, and that's all, and you've got no agenda? Well, I think through the years, he's proven he has quite the agenda.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I do.
I mean,
when you're interfering in presidential elections and you are taking asylum in Russia, and you don't want to face... You know what? There is freedom of the press. So what did Snowden do that he would have ended up in a federal penitentiary for?
Well, I mean, the files that he ended up releasing were... they're classified.
Well, so were the Pentagon Papers. But Ellsberg didn't leave the country.
Well, apparently Snowden didn't want to go to prison.
I don't think Ellsberg went to prison. If he did, he didn't go for an extended amount of time.
I didn't say... I said he didn't want to. I, you know...
Okay, well, at least have the guts. Your convictions explain to us why you did this.
He has explained why he did it.
Well, why did he do it?
Reasons I pretty much gave. I mean, he said that, you know, went to school, went to the, you know, CIA, worked at the CIA, and then found out that they were doing all
this. So when you get a job at the CIA, you don't think there's going to be classified information there?
Oh, sure, but I don't think he thought that it was going to be, you know, what it was.
Excuse me.
I don't think, look, I mean, you can expect classified information on operations and, I don't know, things of the sort, but, like, I mean, you know, to find out that just to come into work one day and be like, oh, by the way, we just have all of this information on everybody in the United States. And you know, I'd be a little like, oh, okay.
Well, and where has it been used?
I think that they haven't used it to convict anybody, but I think that they probably haven't used it to convict anybody because it'd be very unpopular.
Okay, but they had it.
They have it.
Okay.
They still have it.
See, this is what I don't understand.
Still got it.
Okay.
Still collect information.
Okay. Well, people love to do that now on the internet.
Also, did you know that there are certain lists that you get put on that you could just, I mean, you could just, the government's just allowed to spy on you?
Okay. Well, again, if you're not doing anything illegal, why are you worried about this?
That is literally the claim of every dictator regime. Every dictatorship. Oh, well, if you know, you don't have anything to worry about, that you know.
No, because
you're not doing anything. You don't have anything to worry about. Why does it matter that we have all this? Oh, you know, that we're militarizing.
No, that's wrong.
No, that's the claim.
Well, again, you gotta let me explain. Under a dictatorship, one person controls all the power, so they could do anything to you at any time collecting this information. In what we claim to be a democracy or a republic, whatever you want to call it, you have the right to stand trial. You have the right to say, why were you collecting this information illegally? You have the right to do all that. Now, if you committed
illegally,
a big crime...
we passed a whole bill to say the government could do it.
Okay, well, if it's ever used then against you in court of law in a crime that you've committed, then it probably should be thrown out.
That's why they don't use it.
So, again...
Because it's what they refer to as, I think, fruit of the poisonous tree or something like
so
that.
So, again, what is the problem?
Problem is, it's there. I don't like. It doesn't bother you that they're just collecting massive amounts of information on you?
For what? I mean, what are they gonna do with it?
I might as well put a camera in your house. What am I gonna? Oh, well, you're not doing anything. What does it matter if I have a camera in your house for?
Well, that's what, if you're not gonna do anything with
it's literally 1984.
Okay, but if they're not
gonna put them in front of TVs with cameras and people who watch the cameras through the TV, it's a whole thing.
But if you don't know it, what makes the difference?
Don't know what?
If you don't know it's there and nobody ever shows it, what makes a difference if it was taped or not?
What?
If you're video recorded every day of your life and you're not aware they're doing it and they never use it and it's never sees the light of day, who cares?
Why are they doing it? There's no reason.
I don't have time to worry about that.
There's no reason to collect all this information on people.
Right, give me a reason, and then we'll have a worry about it.
A reason for what?
Give me something that they're doing nefarious with this, and then I'll have a problem with it.
They're not going to use it to convict anybody, because like I said, I mean, they collected all this without like a indictment or anything. So, I mean, it's you can't use it. I mean, I think it's called fruit of the poisonous tree or something of that sort. It would be very unpopular.
So
like,
again,
oh, we
who
have this
cares?
Text from, like, you know.
So who cares?
A lot of people care. The Patriot Act is very unpopular.
I don't think people
care
anymore.
It's not even called the Patriot Act anymore. They changed the name of it.
Okay, but again, who cares?
I care. They re-upped it. It was going to expire.
Do you think
when I was in 10th grade?
All right.
And then the government they signed it back into oil. I was like, okay.
You know what? I think all people who are worried about that are very, very suspicious. They've got a very suspicious attitude.
Why don't we just surveil everybody? You know, I think everybody needs surveillance cameras in their house. I think, you know, CCTV for everybody.
Okay, again, if everybody's being surveilled and it's being put somewhere and it's never going to be used and the light of day, it's never going to see the light of day and you're never going to see it, what do you care?
I'm literally describing 1984 to you, and you're like, yeah, that's fine, you know, what does it matter?
No, I believe 1984, the George Orwell idea, yeah, I believe is that it could be used against you. There's always the overhanging theme.
And you think that if you gave the government if you give the government the ability to do something, boy howdy, are they going to do it.
Really?
Yes!
You think if they're surveilling everybody like Edward
Snowden... They're surveilling everybody.
Okay. You think they don't see illegal activities every day?
Okay,
so why aren't they running people in all the time?
Because they can't. It's
then
against
it doesn't
the law.
Matter. Again, doesn't matter. If I'm watching you, if I am a
the
government
CIA
official...
The CIA still has to follow the law.
If I am a government...
They just know who to watch
again,
the Patriot
Act. Calm down. If I am a government official and I have the power...
You have a right to
again,
privacy.
Again, you're not letting me get through here. If I'm a government official and I am legally allowed to watch you because of the Patriot Act, and I'm sitting there watching you do an illegal act, and I don't do a thing about it, never use it against you, what's the point?
Because it's literally just, it's like, it's essentially like, you know, because the CIA can now start, like, if I see you do something illegal via the Patriot Act, I can now just slap like a field operative or whatever you want to call them, a cop. You can just put law enforcement on their trail, and then they can just do the work from there. There's no reason for mass surveillance of private citizens.
There's no reason for a lot of things.
I agree.
But if Congress passes it, it's legal.
We gave the government too much power. We don't have the power anymore.
Oh, listen. The government's got more power right... Well, the president's got more power right now than he's ever had.
When they were deciding how many people should be in Congress, you know, I think it was George Washington, don't quote me on that. I think he said that it should be something like one representative for every 30,000 people. They capped it at 435 for no reason. Just to do it. So now every representative has like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people they represent. Doesn't make sense.
So you think if the federal government feels that you are committing a crime, they're not going to investigate you?
Yeah,
you think the judge
I think
is,
they will.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference is, why are you mass surveilling people?
Because when we didn't mass surveil people...
We don't like it when North Korea does it. We don't like it when Russia does it. We don't like it when anybody else does it. Oh, but we can mass surveil people all we want
because
we're America.
No, because their plan is to use it against us.
We don't like when people try to strong-arm diplomacy, but boy, howdy, do we love to strong-arm diplomacy.
You know, I never understand that argument because you're talking about countries that are run by one person or one regime, and they don't have to go anywhere to get anything
North
done.
Korea,
they don't have
I'll
to
give you that.
You think Russia's not run by one person?
I mean, I guess Putin's in charge, but I mean, there's multiple people who do
things. They don't have to go ask permission for anything, to use anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to send you to a court of law. Leaders can have people wiped out and killed there, and, oh, excuse me, you're just gone.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen here yet. And
that's always good to know. Yes.
Well, and so there are steps that would have to happen here if people wanted to use this mass surveillance footage or whatever people have, that you wouldn't have to have in other countries. And other countries aren't above blackmailing people for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so that's the difference.
We're just a little more restricted with our ability to utilize.
Yeah.
It's
and also
such
the
a terrible argument.
And also the permission. If we didn't give them the permission, they couldn't do it.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, the CIA has done all kinds of things that they didn't get permission for.
All right. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, there you go.
Mass surveillance is bad.
Well, I don't care. I don't think about it.
I mean, I don't know that I think about it all that often, but when it comes up, I certainly think about it.
I think if I was doing something wrong, somebody's probably going to find out anyway. I don't think you need mass surveillance.
I agree. Get rid of the mass surveillance. See, we're in agreement here.
No, because I'm
There's
saying...
There's no need for mass surveillance. It's a massive waste of funds and you know, of that kind of... We could use that computing space for something else.
So why do you care so much? If you don't even think about it.
Why are we mass surveilling people? I physically cannot... I guess not physically. I just cannot fathom how it doesn't bother you that they just collect massive amounts of data. There's... I mean, if you wanted to collect massive amounts of data on people who you had things for, by all means, I guess. But there's no reason to collect massive amounts of data on everybody. It's an invasion of privacy.
Again, I am not saying...
When you bought a phone... Your phone doesn't even belong to you. Your phone...
Oh, boy, people can lie to you all day long. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I know, I keep calling. But, Matt, I need you to explain to me... Now, I'm not for mass surveillance, but I need you to explain to me what your definition of mass surveillance is, please.
Well, I mean, every time... I mean, they just... Anything you do with your phone or on the internet, they pretty good and well have, like, data of or for.
Okay, but you're doing that willingly. You're doing that publicly. I mean, basically, when you put a phone in your pocket, you know you're putting a GPS in there. You know your phone listens to you by the Amazon ads that pops up on there. So you, when you were doing that, you were willing to be surveilled. You realize that, right?
Now, you don't have to have a phone.
It would be if I didn't
I'm
own
talking
a phone.
About things like flock cameras and that sort of.
Yeah, I'm against those.
Well, no, wait a second.
I'm against all those things.
No, I want to be clear here. Now, I don't. I'm not sure that I'm for that because I think that is being
That's
used
different.
For a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I.
Right.
What you're talking about, though, Matt. As you've said, there is no purpose. It's never been used. The flock cameras.
They can't use it.
You ever notice how upset he's getting about this?
Somebody.
I can't even complete a sentence. Go ahead.
You can't. Well, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy when you're clickety clacking on the internet, or when. I mean, I know we think our phone calls are, but realistically, they're bouncing around in the air somewhere. To think that that somehow can't be happening.
Well, they can pick you up on scanners, for God's sake.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, to think that there's, we would like to think our phone calls are private, and yeah, they need to get a warrant to listen to them. But Joe Blow down the street could be listening to this, well, not this phone call, for example, because we hope people are listening.
We hope.
But, yeah, but anyone could be listening to your phone calls.
Oh, and by the way, just because I did have to do this at one point, recording phone calls, but when you get into radio, it's a thing you had to go through. I don't think you have to go through it anymore. But in the state of Ohio, not federal law, and it's not this way in every state, you can record a phone mm-hmm. conversation with somebody, and only one person has to know the call is being recorded,
single
and that one person
consent.
Can be you. That
yep,
one person can be you.
Consent.
Which means
mm-hmm.
I can record you without you knowing it, and that's fine.
Yep. Yeah, that's
so,
state law.
So that's
and
state
it varies
law.
From state to state. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
So, big deal. And that can't
I mean,
be used against
me.
You.
Yeah, I mean, that's surveilling. That's me invading your privacy, and I don't even need a warrant to do it, and then I can just go turn it over to the cops.
Right. At least the stuff that the government's collecting cannot be turned over to the cops because your lawyer would have it thrown out right away.
Because the cops collected it for the cops before there was anything to...
Which, again, is my point. There
but
are so many ways
to
get caught.
If you're putting it on the internet or you're sending in a text, like if I sent Scott a text, there's nothing to say that he's not going to go send it, go give it to the police. I have no expectation of privacy once it leaves the tips of my fingers. You know, so, I mean, if you're putting it on the internet or you're, I mean, they don't need some secret operative to drop in and do a Facebook hack to get a post from one of your friends.
And by the way, watch any murder mystery or any fraudulent program on the ID channel, and what is the first thing the police officers do? They pull your phone records, they find out who you talk to, they listen to your calls, they find out where your phone was pinging. That's not mm-hmm. the federal government.
That's the number, and the number one thing to do if you're going to kill someone is to leave your phone at home.
Right. They don't call the federal government up in Arizona when there's a murder and go, federal government, you know that big file you have on this person? Send that on over. Send that mass surveillance file. No, they just pull your phone up and they know where you are. They know where you were. They know what you did.
Because I guess theoretical deal that was made with the government was that they would use it to combat terrorism.
Right,
mm-hmm.
because not everybody here is legal.
Yeah, we were alive then. We remember it was sold to us originally.
But it is sold, and to my knowledge, there has not been a case where it wasn't used that way. If you're not an American citizen, you can use that information against people.
If they want to listen to us, do they really need some fancy Patriot or non-Patriot Act passed by Congress to listen to us?
I think it'd look awfully bad if we found out they were doing it without such thing.
You know, okay, we found out they're a criminal, quote-unquote, accidentally. Now let's get a warrant and do it legit. I mean, there's...
Right, that's what they would do, just like a snitch.
Yeah.
Well, because you can't.
I'm not saying it's right.
The government can't police itself.
Well, I don't know that that's the point here. I'm just saying, what you never look at it from the other side. Okay, what about the people that do get surveilled, who are not American citizens, who are doing things illegally, who are plotting things, who this information can be used against? What's wrong with that?
And I think they're probably far more likely to be listened to than my phone calls to the doctor's office.
Right, because they know they can't use it.
Well, and I'm not doing anything interesting. I mean, there's keywords and phrases. I've watched shows about this, that when they are surveilling people that might be of interest, there's an algorithm. It's not really somebody sitting there listening to every single phone call. It's an algorithm that all their stuff is ran through and picks out keywords and phrases, and it decides whether or not you're a threat, and then they investigate
right.
further.
And I understand this defense that they try to use, that basically is, well, why should I be watched? That's not really American. If even if I'm not doing anything wrong, or if I'm doing something wrong, I shouldn't be watched because that's wrong. Okay, well, that's all well and good, but you know what? If you are doing something wrong, it's not going to be used against you, and chances are somebody's going to find you doing it anyway. That's how prisons get filled up.
Well, I mean, like, how do you feel about Dateline and Chris Hansen and stuff, Matt? I mean, that's
yeah, that was well, yeah.
People, not technically.
Well, I mean,
don't know.
I genuinely don't know, because I mean, when the cops do it, they're more professional about it. When the Chris, I mean, I never watched To Catch a Predator.
As long as they do it with a tie, it's
well,
okay.
No. To my understanding, I mean, again, never watched the show. I honestly couldn't tell you, but like Chris, they did.
So is it okay if I violate your right to privacy? Is it okay if I violate your right to privacy?
I don't think anybody should be violating anybody's right to privacy.
Okay, here's the problem.
I can. Do you see what I'm saying? It's completely legal for me to do it.
Right,
I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm just saying that it's completely legal for me to do it, so I can totally violate your privacy and just go tell someone.
Okay, here's the thing. If the government has been surveilling people since 2002 at this point, I'm sure at some point they've run across a child pornographer. Okay? Now, that's illegal. Now, there is not one case on the book in 23 years of them ever using this surveillance to arrest somebody. So
no,
that,
because they would just use it, go out at a different angle.
Right. So that
just
means
like a screening tool.
So that means that child pornographers have been surveilled by the government, and the government knows they're doing this, but because we have laws in this country that we cannot use that against you.
Yeah, I disagree with that. They'd find a loophole around that. They would just,
well, right,
they,
right.
Like I said, then they would just
right, but they could not. But they could not use the information that the government collected.
Mm-hmm.
They could go find their new information, but they couldn't find the information the government collected. And how is that different
right.
than
they
a tip?
They couldn't use what they had just.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And J. Edgar Hoover's been doing that since the 20s.
And I
named a building after him.
I mean, we use our social security numbers for everything. We use our phones for everything. I mean, if there's anything the government wants to know about us, they can find out.
I don't disagree.
So I'm not, I guess that's what I was just sort of wondering what you meant about mass surveillance. Like, I don't really know.
I mean, every,
what there is to keep track of about us,
pretty much,
they don't already.
If there's something that you own that has a microphone or a camera, I mean, they have it. I mean, it's there.
If they want it, yeah, they could listen.
Yeah,
right.
I mean that's.
And then if they hear something they like, they'll just go get a warrant.
Yes.
And
you know, they keep
know
saying
that, surveilled.
They keep saying that it, you know, everything has a microphone and a camera and all that, but I've never seen that used. You know, I want to see that used one day. I want to see somebody plop that up in a court case.
But no, why would you when you
can't.
Can just, okay, you that's how you
right,
clean
you
your evidence, and now I'm going to go get a warrant and get
right.
legit evidence.
Right, but now think
but
about
it's
this.
It's just a roundabout
I'm not,
way.
Right, but I'm not saying try
you
this.
You can't use this evidence.
No.
This
wait
evidence
a second.
To do
wait
this to get more
wait
evidence.
Wait a second.
I'm not saying it's right, Matt. I'm just saying that's how it's
but
done.
Wait a second.
I'm aware.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
I agree.
Whoa, wait a second. I'm saying go home tonight and into your Alexa, say you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill them on this date, this is what you're going to kill them with, and this is what you're going to do, and see if anybody shows up on your door. They're not going to. Sorry, they're not.
We live in a town where somebody called 911 and said they were going to kill their roommate, and I think the police went out and they didn't do anything, and then later on the guy killed his roommate. So that's not...
Exactly.
You don't want to use that example.
Go home and talk right into your Alexa or your Siri and tell them the crime you're going to commit and what time you're going to do it, and then show up in that parking lot and see if the police are waiting for you. They're not going
to
be.
Can you imagine what that would do to your algorithm? Oh my gosh.
Right. But it's the truth. So we are not being mass surveilled.
I think we are mass surveilled. They know where we all live. They know where we all work. They know how much money we make. They know who
we should have zero murders in this country then.
I think murders are found pretty easy. I mean, if you have a reason to kill somebody, it's pretty good.
Remember who you're talking to, Matt. Murderers are not found very easy.
Yeah, think about that.
They have a whole...
You can put right in the files there. They don't know
anything. That's what I was about to say. They didn't do anything about it. I mean, they had the whole confession.
Right, so who cares if they have it? It's like the Keystone Cops. Who cares?
But as far as it goes, I think they keep as good enough track of us as they need to with our names, addresses, social security numbers, and that sort of thing. And then if they want to listen in on us, they definitely have the ability to do that. So like the flock cameras and stuff like that, now I think that can get down to the local level where it can be weaponized against certain people by, you know, like political type stuff, believe it or not. Yeah, I really think that happens. So.
Right, so you know what? I mean, if that's mass surveillance that you can... plot out a whole crime at home right into a microphone that people have access to and nobody's going to do anything or stop you from doing it, well, that's not so bad.
You know, what you do is you plot it into your Alexa and then you do something totally different, so you throw the cops off.
That's right. Well, but I mean,
leave your phone at home.
It's interesting to me how difficult it still is for the police to solve crimes. It takes years and years and years. If they have this great access, you think it wouldn't take that long?
Some crimes are more complex than others, I suppose. But so, Matt, I mean, back to mass surveillance, do you think they're, like, listening to our phone calls? Do you think they're, like...
I don't think they're actively listening and watching all the time. They just, I mean, they have a massive database that holds all of this information, and they have access to it whenever they want.
What's this information?
I mean, phone calls, text, pictures, like literally anything you do with your phone.
Like they can scour, you think, basically. It all gets scoured.
So you think in no presidential election, the president would have access to that, they wouldn't use that against the opposite person?
It'd be illegal. They'd literally have Watergate 2.0 on your hands.
Well, I think we have Watergate 2.0, 3.0, 4.0 on our hands right now. Nobody cares, and I've never seen that. No access to the Epstein. We can't even get to the Epstein files, for God's sake.
Well, probably because everybody I can't say everybody, but probably because a lot of the people who are in the government are in the list.
Epstein wasn't even being surveilled. He could go to islands, and nobody could pick that man up.
Probably, he also had, leverage over everybody. The man was a fixer. Everybody
owed him favors. They're coming out next Friday.
He's dead.
Is that the...
Yeah,
the
19th.
Okay, how heavily redacted do you believe it will be?
Well, I certainly don't think you're going to see the president's name a lot in there.
I think there's a fair chance...
A lot or any?
No, it'll be in there somewhat, because they know they can't get that eraser out that much. But nothing incriminating, for sure. But I do believe it's going to hurt a lot of people, and you know, you're torn on that, because obviously they did horrible things, but and I hate to use this as the example, because I'm going to go on record a week before this, I don't believe Bill Clinton did anything. I think Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar, I think he's not that stupid, after being president of the United States, to do anything illegal with Jeffrey Epstein. Do I think that he knew him like his Treasury Secretary did? What was his last name? Can't think of his name now. But his Treasury Secretary clearly knew him and stayed in contact, and I think Bill Clinton did that for the same reason. I don't think Bill Clinton, after being President of the United States and knowing that people were out to get him and already getting got by the Lewinsky scandal, did anything. But I think he knew Epstein, obviously, and I think he probably did have conversations with him. I don't think he did anything illegal. But here's what Bill Clinton will be put to a higher regard, even though he didn't do anything illegal, because we know who he is, than Joe Blow, who's a billionaire, who actually committed terrible, terrible crimes against women. And I think that's the unfortunate part about what these files will do.
politicize it even worse than it already is.
Well, it'll take the people who we know, and no matter what they did, even if it wasn't illegal, they'll be forever associated with a terrible guy. But the people who actually committed these crimes and drove a lot of these women to suicide, well, they'll never go to prison. They'll never see the light of day. They'll get big, heavy lawyers, and Epstein's dead.
Are we talking about the Philip formerly known as Prince?
No, yeah,
Andrew,
I don't think anything's going to happen to him.
Formerly known as Prince?
Yep,
no, he's
yep.
not. He's just going to stay over there and
right.
be poor in his 40-room mansion.
Right, but he'll get raked through the magazines and the newspapers, and maybe he should, but he'll get raked through them more than, you know, Bill Johnson, who ran IBM. Who actually may have committed a crime.
Yeah, whose name we don't know.
No. So I think that's the unfortunate part of it. And but if one of these big people did commit a big-time crime, then I guess they deserve what they get.
And we shall find out. Take care, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, and that is next Friday. I don't know what part of the day, but it's going to be a lot of papers. It'll take a long time for people to go through that. I think that's why they're doing it on Friday. The news cycle will stop. For the weekend. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene said in that 60 Minutes interview on Sunday that Trump told her the reason he didn't want to release the Epstein files is a lot of people will be hurt.
Isn't that kind of the point, though?
Well, I don't know. If you knew Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, look at the... Who is the Treasury Secretary? Why can't I remember his name?
Scott Bessent?
No. The one who was Clinton's, who was sharing emails with Epstein.
Oh, Larry Summers?
Larry Summers. Larry Summers, as near as we can tell, did not do anything illegal. He was just in contact with Epstein because Epstein had a lot of power. So, Larry Epstein, though, has been drugged through the mud. Larry Summers has been drugged through the mud, even though he really, there's no sign that he committed any crime.
Well, I don't think of any of the files that have been released. There's just like a definitive so-and-so.
Well, the Trump line is very telling. The dog hasn't barked. Well, what are they talking about?
Yes, but the person who they talked about in that email said that Donald Trump was never anything but nice. So, after the fact.
Well, but that's the girl who committed suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's she going to say? He was president when they asked her that question.
Tell the truth?
Oh, okay, yeah, that would have went over real well for her. When no files are released and you have no proof, what are you going to say?
Why would you lie on behalf of Donald Trump just because you have no proof?
You don't think that people have lied on behalf of Donald Trump?
Oh, sure, but I don't, I mean, like, if... I don't know. I mean, it's a situation I guess I've never been close to.
So. You don't see Comey getting indicted? You don't see them trying to indict Letitia James, I think, 4 times unsuccessfully? You don't think them saying that the Arizona senator should be tried in a war tribunal? I mean, you don't think this
So you think she didn't say it because she didn't want to get sued?
This girl was obviously in a lot of trouble in her life and a lot of turmoil, and if the man's the president of the United States and somebody says to you, did he do anything horrible with you, I highly doubt you're going to admit it if you got no proof.
I don't know why not, I guess, but...
Well, why would the email, which was written prior to her saying that, why does it say that? What do you take that as?
What reason would she have to say yes, he did XYZ with me? If I mean, like how does that? It's he said, she said, and she's the victim, and she and like, I mean, Trump has known ties to Epstein. I mean. She doesn't have direct evidence.
Not according to him. He barely knew him.
Well, I mean, they were in contact all the way up until after all the trouble.
Wasn't that what he said? Barely knew him?
Yep, but he lied.
Oh. You know what? I'm not saying he did anything. I don't know. Haven't seen the paperwork. I'm just looking at the email, and I want to know what the big dog hasn't barked yet means. What's he got to say?
Donald Trump? What does Donald Trump have to say?
Yeah, why is that being discussed in what was thought to be a private email between Jeffrey Epstein?
By the way, I think that before Trump's presidency is over, he's going to pardon Ghislaine?
Maxwell?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think I'm saying her name wrong.
Why would you do that?
Well, because he was friends with Epstein.
No, not according to him.
Well, again,
by the way, Jimmy Kimmel got a new contract at ABC. Whole nother year. Why did that happen?
I don't know. Trump's popularity is kind of bottoming out.
Well, I mean, if this was all because of Jimmy Kimmel's ratings, I mean, wasn't that the reason we were given? That why he was really taken off the air was ratings?
Yep.
Now they're giving him a whole nother year.
They're probably going to say something like, oh, you know, with you know, basically just say that the whole controversy with Trump rejuvenated his viewership. And give some corporate answer like that. I mean, you got to stick to viewership. You don't said you were going to fire him because of viewership.
ABC didn't.
Viewership's
say,
up.
No, ABC never said that.
Oh, I thought that was...
No, that's what the people said when he came back on the air. That they kept saying, oh, Jimmy Kimmel, his ratings are down. That's why it wasn't the FCC who pulled him. Yeah, well, FCC said, we didn't take him off because he said anything. We took
why
him
did
off.
ABC say they fired him? Or not resigned him or
ABC
whatever.
Never said anything. ABC just said, you know...
Held off.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, remember me talking to you a while back saying that he was going to pardon that Maxwell girl? And you said you didn't think so. Now you say you do. And I even told you I'd put $100 on it. That she will be pardoned before he leaves.
I don't think it'd be a good look. But, I mean, I wouldn't see it.
Well, it's not going to be a good look.
But, I mean, you know, what has he got to lose at this point?
What did he have to lose 6 months ago?
Well, I mean, you know, he has elections to lose. He's trying to garner some more power before he gets out.
But you know, we're mass-veiled more than what you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
How did they get these bombers and stuff like that? You know, they use cameras that are set up and you know, track you.
Yeah,
you know,
flock
when you're
cameras.
In New York City, you know, or any place and you go outside, you can be surveilled. You go to the local speedway, you're surveilled.
Yeah, I was going to say, you go pretty much anywhere. I mean, I was at the Browns Stadium, and I was looking, like, up above where they have, like, the rails on the very top of the stadium, and they have just cameras lining all that entire, like, the guardrails there.
Yeah. And if somebody makes an accusation that you hit them, they can go back on those cameras and get proof. So, you know, we're mass surveilled more than what we think. That's how they catch a lot of criminals, you know, is going back and following them, you know, seeing, you know, what bag they was carrying and, you know, when they put the bag down and, you know, a few minutes later it blows up, you know. That's how they track a lot of people.
Did you?
One of these days, I think we're going to go into. If you want to go into a store, you're going to have to put your hand on a thing so it can read your fingerprints.
Hey, did you listen to the fruitcake toss last night?
Yes, I did.
How was the broadcast?
Oh, that was good. It came through good.
Good, good. Did you hear all the interviews last night?
Well, I heard you talking to him right before they threw.
Did you hear old our good friend Larry Barnett out there last night?
Yeah.
What'd you make of him?
Yeah.
Bob Bender?
Yeah, I'm sure I heard that one.
What?
Who won?
Brian Murphy. 78
yeah,
feet.
He won last year, too, didn't he?
He did. Broke the fruitcake toss record 78 feet.
And you guys did that pretty fast.
Yeah, I think we did it in about, because we started late because of a computer glitch, which is why we went dead for a minute. So I think we did it in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I was surprised it went that fast.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We had a lot of throwers.
Did any fire department members show up?
No, no fire department, no.
Yeah, she never called me back, so I didn't figure they was going to show up. But
I thought it was nice to see Jack Kellogg out there last night.
Yeah, because he ain't going to be with us too much longer.
I don't know about that. I saw him last night. Listen, the way he threw down that cane and threw that fruitcake, he's going to be around a little while longer.
What'd you and Matt throw?
You know, I didn't throw. I don't know how I forgot to throw last night, because at one point I even said, I need to throw, but I think it was in the midst of me looking. I didn't have a list last night, and I was, okay, does anybody else need to throw? And I think the kids came up, and then I did the presentation for Larry and Bob, and I never thought about it again.
Now, if I remember right, nobody hit the tree, right?
Nope, nobody hit the tree. The only person who could have hit the tree was Brian Murphy. And
72 feet.
78.
78 feet.
The new fruitcake toss record. No, Matt only threw, what'd you throw? It was low.
Oh, 50 something.
Was it? No, it wasn't 50.
50 something.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, my grandmother can throw 50 feet.
Well, I don't think he got that far last night. 55? Okay, maybe.
55.
Yep.
That may have been doctored.
It was not doctored. I almost forgot it. And then I happened to think of it and turned it on. And I didn't hear the part where you had that computer glitch.
Yeah, it was right at the beginning. It didn't last very long, maybe about a minute or two.
Yeah, because I got in it, you know, pretty early, but I didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, it turned out okay. It was a good night. Weather was fine. No wind out there. No snow. No rain. Everybody threw. We did our presentations. Bob Bender showed up. I didn't know he was going to be there till about an hour before. Salvation Army was there. The Buckeye Donuts came in from Terry Klein. It was nice.
Did you have enough donuts for everybody?
We did. Yeah, people ate mostly at the end, and I think everybody got a donut who wanted one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks for being out there. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, we'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then 8 to 10 tonight. Only two shows left before Christmas, Friday night shows. And then you'll be on tonight talking about football and politics.
If we get to the politics.
And fruitcake toss.
Yeah, probably.
That's the real sport of it all. Big night last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to throw.
You know, I think that we should give out a fruitcake piece award. Fruitcake piece.
Who would get it?
Man, I don't know. That's
bringing peace to the community through fruitcakes.
That's a good question.
Maybe we'll take nominations during the noon hour. We'll be back.
Mermaid Pat Carroll reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house